Let me turn it over to the vice chair then on our next item on the agenda, which is the proposal to refer a rulemaking on dependent care.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I think I previewed this for my colleagues by email as well as earlier in this meeting. I think that what we're seeing is that there are a lot of really interesting and nuanced issues around this topic, and that sometimes the case-by-case method works really well, and sometimes I think we may find ourselves in a situation where it's like, oh, wait a minute, so that made sense in that context, but now what does it mean in this context? And I think it really would benefit from a more global approach and from seeking comment from the public and seeing what distinctions we might want to make between candidates and office holders, speaking of candidates as non-incumbent candidates. So for all of those reasons, I move that the commission refer to the regulations committee the issue of the use of campaign funds for dependent care in order that the staff may prepare a recommendation memo for the commission on options for notice and comment rulemaking. And all I'm asking for is a memo. I'm not saying, you know, start drafting an NPRM. I'm just saying I think this is a good topic for the regs committee to consider.
Thank you, Vice Chair. Colleagues, Commissioner Dickerson.
And just a question, because this came across my desk yesterday, I believe. What's the anticipated scope of this? Because I took the conversation at the table to be that there's no disagreement on the fact that dependent care is acceptable under the statute. So what's the issue that we want the regulations committee to look at?
Well,
thank you. Thank you. And I'm sorry that I didn't give more notice of this. This sort of was an emerging thought of how to approach this. I think that, you know, as we've seen in the Swalwell AO and in this one, you know, there's dependent care under some circumstances and dependent care under other circumstances, and it depends on the circumstances, whether we think it's appropriate, whether different commissioners think it's appropriate to use campaign funds for those purposes. So it's not, while I think it might be nice to have a rule that just made it clear that dependent care means all kinds of dependents and not just children, I think that in and of itself might be nice, but I also think that it would be an opportunity to explore different kinds of scenarios and try and come up with some global rules that make sense rather than findings like, oh, well, there was this precedent from 1997 that I guess maybe we should follow that, but does it still make sense today? You know, I just like to take a more global approach to it.
Yeah. No, I hear that. I'm just, it seems to me like the regulation proposal is a consideration of the personal use statute generally. Like these are conversations about what the irrespective test means. The actual use of the funds for dependent care is non-controversial. So the motion seems to me somewhat imprecisely targeted in that, you know, that the conversation we're having is not about that prong. And as a result, the ask is actually quite a bit bigger in that, you know, a rulemaking directed at the irrespective test and the personal use prohibition generally. We just did this in candidate salaries. It took us like 2 years. So if that's what we're being asked to do, that strikes me as very different than something that's narrowly tailored, something of general agreement. That's my question.
Thanks, sir.
I mean, obviously it involves the irrespective test, and I mean, it is under, that is the provision that we would be working with, is the statutory provision on personal use, and that involves an interpretation of the irrespective test. You know, there's no other way to get there other than to consider that. And this would be a consideration of, and yes, we just went through this in candidate salaries, and it would be a similar exercise of interpreting the irrespective test in light of the various scenarios that could come up involving dependent care.
Colleagues, any other debate on the vice chair's pending motion? Okay, seeing none, all of those in favor of the vice chair's motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
No.
That motion fails by a vote of 3-3. The vice chair, Commissioner Lindenbaum, Commissioner Broussard in favor, myself, Commissioner Traynor, and Commissioner Dickerson opposed.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I'm not out of order to explain my vote. This is interesting. I think it's a much heavier lift than 24 hours notice can justify. I'd be curious about a more fulsomely developed plan, but I think throwing this to the regulations committee in light of all of the things that we need to deal with in our regulations is premature, but I appreciate the offer.
Okay.